This is Outside In, a show about the natural world and how we use it. I'm Sam Evans Brown. Celebrity is a strange thing in New Hampshire. We've got three comedians, Adam Sandler, Sarah Silverman, and Seth Meyers, a few writers, Salinger, John Irving, Jodi Picoult. But a lot of the state's most famous characters have been wilder, more rugged. Mink the Bear, the Wolfman of Clark's Trading Post, the Old Man of the Mountain. This month, another one of those famous icons passed from the Granite State and into the realm of memory. Producer Taylor Quimby has this obituary.
Marty, Maine coon cat, 12-year resident of the Mount Washington Observatory and the highest altitude feline in the northeastern United States, died after a sudden illness on November 9, 2020. His exact age wasn't known, but according to longtime night observer and meteorologist Ryan Knapp, Marty was about 14 or 15. He was set to retire from his post next year.
It was a little bit hard to take because when I left him on the Wednesday prior, he seemed in good spirits and like Marty, like usual. And it's one of those things that you'd never really expected, and then out of the blue it happens kind of thing.
Marty had black, shaggy fur, green eyes the color of spring ferns, large double paws, and a broad face that lent him the regal dignity characteristic of his breed. He wasn't particularly large for a Maine coon, but he was distinguished by his station atop the largest peak in New England. He was appointed to the Mount Washington Observatory in 2007, after receiving more than 53% of the vote in a cat primary held by the Conway Area Humane Society. As indoor cats, his opponents, Sarah and Wilson, were admittedly less suited to the job. Marty was brought to the peak, 6,228 feet above sea level, in January of 2008.
When he was younger, he would always get in trouble because he'd get into the buckets and whatnot that were up there and splash water all around and create a mess because he loved looking at the ripples that his paws would create in the water. Like typical cats, he had his happy moments and then other moments where you didn't exist at all and would just kind of avoid you at all costs.
Throughout his life, Marty had full access to the facilities on top of Mount Washington. He roamed and slept wherever he pleased inside the weather station and subterranean apartment where observatory staff lived during their six-day rotations. Only the bunk rooms were off-limits, as some of the humans that reside there are allergic to cats. Mount Washington, which lies at the center of two prominent storm tracks, is famously advertised as home of the world's worst weather, and for years topped the record books for the highest wind speed ever recorded. But Marty enjoyed spending time on the summit, even on frozen winter days, when his black fur stood in stark contrast to the white and blue shards of rime ice that collect above treeline.
He mostly liked to go out at night. He was more of a night hunter and an outdoor enthusiast than he was a daytime. But surprisingly, the cat, I don't know if it was pressure changes or just the sound of the building or what, but he always knew when the weather was bad or extreme and wouldn't want to go outside.
Marty was an accomplished mouser and often presented his kills to colleagues during the shoulder seasons when rodents sometimes find their way inside the observatory. He was almost dog-like in his loyalty, would come when called, and was an especially proficient hiker for a cat.
He went as far as Lakes of the Clouds and even Mount Clay, which are about, 2 miles or so. He would usually get tuckered out and you'd have to carry him either in your backpack or in your arms back up to the summit, but it was fun to see him going around the mountain terrain like that.
According to the Conway Daily Sun, Marty was named after Marty Engstrom, a local broadcast legend, who for more than 3 decades reported from the peak in a regular segment called Marty on the Mountain.
This morning, the summit was in the usual thick, wet clouds with 50 feet visibility, but by mid-afternoon, the clouds cleared to 50 miles visibility.
Now, Marty the Cat has shared and perhaps even exceeded his namesake's celebrity. He featured prominently in majestic photos from the observatory's various social media accounts. He appeared in the 2015 book, Cats on the Job, 50 Fabulous Felines Who Purr, Mouse, and Even Sing for Their Supper. His exploits have been widely shared in popular media, and his passing was reported by the Boston Globe, the New York Times, NHPR, and others. Marty's death takes place at a time when thousands of human lives are being lost to the coronavirus every day. And 17 million nameless minks are being culled in Denmark for the same reason. The scope of the tragedy is so vast, it can leave one feeling numb. Sometimes it takes a being as small as a cat to open a doorway to our grief and remind us how to feel again. Marty was a king of the mountain, living quite literally above his peers, but he was an unassuming monarch and will be most sorely missed by the third shift staff with whom he passed so many midnight hours atop New Hampshire's most storied summit.
I'd be riding in the middle of my forecast and he would come in and rub against my leg and he liked to jump up in the lap and you'd have to type around him or occasionally you'd fall asleep right in front of your keyboard and it's like, well, unfortunately I have to work, kitty.
Typical cat. Marty was preceded by a long and proud line of Mount Washington mousers, including Tiki, Oompha, Blackie, Amanuensis, Elmer, Manx, George, Pushka, Inga, and Nin. Marty joins their ranks as a beloved companion and a dignified veteran of the presidential range.
That was producer Taylor Quimby. You can find photos of Marty the Cat at nhpr.org.